Looking for a new job can be hard. You have to update your resume, network with friends, and make sure you have the skill sets to impress potential employers. All of those things are especially difficult for mothers who have voluntarily left the workforce to take care of their children and now find themselves once again stepping into the world of adulthood. In the first part of our series on reentering the workforce, WFIU's Gretchen Frazee explores how mothers make the transition and whether being a parent and star worker can really coexist.
5 years ago, Heather Doomling's family doubled in size when she and her husband adopted two children, Etienne and Sylvie. Now, much of Doomling's days are spent outdoors with her kids.
Yep, there's a crayfish.
Catching crayfish and water bugs in the creek just outside their home in Unionville.
Well, I did love what I was doing. I wasn't crazy about the company I was doing it for. And more than anything, I was really ready to be a mom. I was ready for that to be the focus of my life. And it's been great. But the deal was, I'm just planning on staying home until they start kindergarten, which will be in August. And now I have to figure out what I'm going to be when I grow up.
Doomling is 50 years old, and from what she hears, that'll make getting a job more difficult. Plus, she'll have to explain the 5-year gap in her resume and make it clear that there are times when things will come up with her kids. They'll get sick or there'll be a snow day, and Doomling will have to stay home.
We have this traditional mind that, if you're really serious workers, you are present at work all the time.
Indiana University professor Youngju Cha studies gender inequality in the labor market and says Doomling's situation isn't rare. A lot of workers have families or loved ones they have to care for, and that applies to fathers too, who are increasingly staying at home to take care of their kids. Women have steadily made up more of the labor force in recent decades. In 1975, fewer than half of all women were in the labor market. Now, that number is 70%. But women with children under the age of 18 have joined the labor force in much smaller numbers. And that number drops the younger a child is. Cha says that illustrates the need for employers to be flexible.
Some proactive, employers are trying to implement those ideas that allow the workers to have some more flexibility in terms of where the work is done and then when the work is done.
Cha suggests employers could even allow new parents to cut back their hours for a few years, for example, then come back full time when their children enter school. And she says there also needs to be changes to laws. Right now, most states, including Indiana, only offer the federal minimum, 12 weeks of unpaid leave. Other states like California are starting to require companies to offer paid leave, and employees are starting to demand more flexibility as well.
This economic trend and what the people want and people need could be a driving force, hopefully in the near future.
But changing stereotypes and laws are likely to take years. In the meantime, mothers could take some advice from Kathy Green, who successfully re-entered the workforce in 2001 after being at home with her kids for 7 years.
I was incredibly nervous. I didn't know what I could do.
A quick look at the photos around Green's house reveals how important family is to her. But Green says she feels she was a better mother when she was working and providing her kids an example of what it means to be a productive member of society.
I think I was a good mom when I was home, but I don't think I was a great mom.
She says she was fortunate that a friend she worked with in PTA realized her potential and recommended her for a job.
I never equated volunteer work as job skills. I should have. I should have all along, because the things that PTA taught me, public speaking, publisher, Excel for the budget, all those skill sets translated into the job I eventually got.
Now Green works for Congressman Marlon Stutzman, but she says she realizes she wouldn't be where she is today without help from her network of friends. That's why she recommends moms looking to re-enter the workforce take advantage of any resources they can. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.